Hey guys, we're gonna start this episode, but I want to let you know that I don't have what I said I have ready. I say something that's ready, but it's not ready. So I'm sorry, good things take time, and I hope that you enjoy this episode and make sure to subscribe. Bye. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Guava Girl podcast. I am super excited to be talking to you today. After a very long hiatus, I returned back to podcasting, back to building up guava empowerment, and we will see what the future holds. So I appreciate you clicking on my episode, and I hope that today your mind is opened up a little bit. We can catch up. I'm going to catch up with you. And I have recorded this episode before, admittedly. I think the audio settings are right. So I'm looking at the screen. looks like it's right. But yeah, basically that's the reason why I record again, because some things would just go off and then you have to do it a couple times, especially if you have been away as long as I have, which we can just start talking about. Basically, I almost 3 years ago just divested my whole business, maybe even more than that. I don't even remember, but I went into work. I got a full-time job. I went back to school. And I went back to work, finished school, and it's so different. Life is so different. I'm in Miami, Florida. I'm located here. Never built a business down here. Fortunate to just been able to build a business in Gainesville my first time. Not hard to get your name around there. But yeah, I am doing this whole thing again. It's super intimidating because I already have all of these like neuro pathways that are in their gears. And so the way I approach things is like, am I building a coaching business or am I building this other kind of business? And the way that I communicate to my customer and the way that I just approach everything. I think that's going to be a main topic of today's conversation is our approach and some other things that I have written down. In the last episode I recorded, it was pretty overwhelming, so I'm going to keep it chill. But just going back to the concept of approach and what I mean by that, I fully feel like the word for 2024 is gonna be something like fatigue. Probably won't be, but I just feel like everyone is fatigued. Fatigued from looking for a job, from being laid off, from transitioning into a new job, from getting promoted, to not working, to starting their own business, to going back to school, to finishing school. Gosh. It's just too chaotic. And it's not really fair. Like, nothing that we did is wrong. Previous generations were able to do a lot with what they had. Now, not only is the world bigger, but it's just more connected. And we are connecting to technology in new ways. And I'm not talking about connecting using your social media or your phone even. I'm talking about Neuralink, putting a device in someone's brain and now they can like control mouse movements on their screen. And that's real technology that's out there now. And so I really try to take things from like a big perspective, big picture, big thinker point of view, And that's what I want to talk. That's the kind of the point of view I want to be coming from when I record podcast episodes, because there are obviously going to be more episodes and you guys are going to get to know me very, very well. But I just don't want to scare you because sometimes the things I'll say are like, ooh, but it's only because I'm a curious person. So yeah, I think we're fatigued because it's like we've just been trying. Like me, I got good grades in high school. I got into my first choice school, which everyone told me that wasn't going to happen. Everyone. And then I did well in school, built a freaking business, couldn't deal with it, couldn't handle it. I'm sorry. And, you know, it's just like you try to do everything right, but sometimes you don't exactly aren't happy with what you have. And that doesn't mean you're not grateful. That doesn't mean you did anything wrong. I think a lot of it's just being in our 20s or late 20s or early 30s. This is just the time to be building a new foundation or a solid foundation. And a part of that process is trying new things. And when they don't work out, okay, great. Now you know it doesn't work. Now you can go try new things. And I don't know what other content you listen to or what you're doing in your day-to-day life, my guava girl, but guava girls are pretty picky about what we're mentally, our mental and our content hygiene. I used to love like certain things and watching certain things, but I gets to a point where I'm like, what am I getting out of this? This isn't like feeding me and it's not helping me grow. So I am here to help you grow. And hopefully you'll let me do that. Because I love to grow and I love to explore too. I'm very like achievement oriented. I have that pattern and I have a lot of my identity stitched into that. But I actually want to talk about that for a second, to tangent from the tangent from the tangent, because we're talking about our approach and fatigue and our identity. And I have going to work and going back to school and building a business. It's like, we're talking about everything right now. So pay attention. It's super okay that wherever you're at right now, that's okay. That's a great place. It's your starting place. And you have to love and appreciate where you're at right now. Right now, I am in my office, kind of second bedroom office that is also like storage. So I'm like around so much stuff that is like, what do I want to do with this? What am I going to do with that? And like, I just start putting that stuff in boxes. My friend Tabitha gave me the advice of like, girl, just put that shit in boxes. I'm like, you are so right. Like, let me just put this shit in boxes. And now I'm not looking at it all the time. But it doesn't change how I still have to be okay and appreciate that all my shit is still like all around me and in boxes. And I'm not exactly settled. But at least I am taking the time to settle myself and to plot thoughtfully into the future, because I deserve that. And I want you to know that wherever you're at, you deserve to take whatever you need to take, the time or the investment to get you to where you want to be. And I have this personal philosophy or theory about people and how they are just doing what they want. Like, if you really wanted to do something, you would be taking some action. Even if it's minor action, you would be doing something to show that. But if you don't want something, you're not going to be doing it. You're not going to go. It's not action. It's just talk. And it's very different things. Like, action is like never going to be perfect. It's never going to look the way you thought it was going to look like in your head, but it's a lot more effective than planning. And I love planning. I love my planner girls, but I actually haven't touched my planner in like 3 or 4 days because I've been in like rest, but I've been like taking action in other ways because I know what I need to be doing. And I'm saying this because I know you know what you need to be doing, but let's get back on track because I am probably even more unhinged than I was before my hiatus. So I have no idea what impression I'm giving right now. I am just giving you me. But let's get back on track. Like, where you're at right now, just appreciate it because that's where you're starting. If you were starting in the gym and then you start looking at your body and not focusing on what you're there to do, then you're missing out on like really appreciating and loving where you're at, your starting point, because who you're going to be includes who you are right now. And it's deep. That shit's deep. Because personally, like, I have been putting out content again, posting content, posting as myself, and then posting as Guava Empowerment. And I'm recording multiple podcast episodes, and I'm working with my clients. And there is like, there's a lot of times in between those tasks that I am reverting back to when I did this the first time. So I'm always like, it's like weird because it feels like it was pretty long time ago, but it's like what I said earlier, these habits that I'm, or patterns that I'm noticing. And with that comes like thoughts and like things that happen. And then I'm like, oh my God. But then I have to remember, and I don't always remember this, but you know, it just helps to understand that every time that I bring up something of happened to my past, I'm bringing that back into the future and putting that into my like reality, into my present moment. And it wouldn't be in my present moment if I didn't focus on bringing it to that point. So it is different building my business again because of that. The first time I didn't have any of these like obstacles. The first time I was like fresh Mustang or something. And now I'm like, what am I now? Like, what's those horses? A Portofino? Yes, I'm a Portofino horse. So I'm super elegant. I'm super like mesmerizing. I'm beloved. I'm just kidding. But you know, you have to kind of like romanticize some things about yourself if you want to build a brand, which let's talk about that because I know you guys are here for the branding advice. That's probably like the one of the things that stand out of what I would always be asked about when I was doing my coaching business was like, you built this brand, you built a community. And I'm like, yeah, just kidding. But I actually am now transitioning more into branding and marketing primarily, that being the thing I do. That's something I think I'd be really good at. And would be so fun to build a business around. So by this time this episode is up, I do have my new free resource available. And it's actually 10 free tools or 10 tools that have really great freemiums that help you build your brand and your business in 2024. These are tools that I use personally, that I used in the past. Some are new tools, my preferred tools, and they have great free account value. So sometimes it's super annoying to give your card or whatever. And, you know, so I just wanted to create something kind of simple and just see and test the waters. I'm not like, you know, I'm just starting again. And I feel really confident about doing what I've done so far. So we'll see how it goes. Let me know if you like it. But yeah, I'm just trying to, like, I guess, show you that branding, business, marketing, no one has to be Einstein to do well in online business. You don't. The thing is that it might just be illusioning that it's really complicated. But the fact is that, I mean, take a look at people who are doing it. They are doing it very simply, but they have something. They have one thing that's like, damn, like that's their core competency. They are leveraging the heck out of that and they're building businesses around that. And, you know, that's what I mean, that it's just simple. And so you can do this too. You just have to get out of your comfort zone. So we're talking about changing, shifting your identity and how you can now translate to a more authentic version of yourself online. And this is not something maybe you want to do. I had 2 years where I did not give a blank about my online presence because I was just so burnt out. And I was like, I did a whole new thing. And so I wish I wasn't alone recording this because I love to get other people's thoughts and opinions. Like, there's like this thing I saw on Instagram that was funny. It said, if you want the wrong thing to do, ask, if you want to fail, ask other people what you should do or something like that. Anyways, I would still like to know, you know, have a more round conversation about this, but right now you just get me. And how we all should have a vehicle to express ourselves online or express ourselves, period. Not online, because that just kind of like centers online, which I have another opinion about and not one that you might think. So it's just like really important for you to find your happy place, because that's where it's going to come from. And do the stuff offline first to then be how you want to be online. I don't sound very enthusiastic talking about this because for me, it's kind of, I've had a different journey or a different experience, but I am now like how I am or how I perceive myself. It's like not translated online, but sometimes like the negative ways that I can perceive myself, they are translated online. And so it's just something that I'm kind of like accepted, I guess, but it's just a weird thing. Like, that's just like what happens when you put yourself online. Like, you put it online, so it's out there. And I just implore you to be her, be that girl, and don't do faceless marketing. Random, but I have that written down. Faceless marketing is cringe. I'm sorry. It's just saying, short opinion. Now we can go into the long opinion. I talked about it on live, but we just talked about how it's kind of exclusionary. It's kind of basic. It's boring. And maybe you're listening and you have a bomb faceless marketing business and I should eat my words, but it's not something that I personally am attracted to. So I'm not going to do it. Oh my God. You know who I'm attracted to? I'm attracted to Bella Hadid. It's a new brand. And I'm attracted to Charlotte Tilbury getting into auto sports or whatever. Yeah, it just looks like something that I've already seen in a different way, packaged in a new box. And I implore you as well to put your face out there. Be out there with your ideas, with everything you got. going on. Yeah. It's a good time to start a business. It's a good time. That's why I'm starting one. Hello. But seriously, with how much change is going on and OMG, just the AI of it all and the it's like too many companies, too many options, too many payment processing fees, too many, man, it was so much more money. It cost more money starting a business this time than last time. So maybe I should pull up some reports or something, but I feel for you. And so that's why I am trying to bring you to some levels of awareness that I have regarding business or marketing or branding, because I just have a point of view that has gotten me this far. So worth something. I really want to go, like, just continue to go back to what we're talking about, because I can continue to get off. Anyways, we're talking about our approach and we're talking about shifting our online identity or identity. Oh my God, not online identity. You see? Ad spend is increasing 20% every year, year by year, which means in 5 years, it's going to be twice as much how much it is now. Which, if you realize how much it is now, who are we selling to who? It's like, how many people are going to be online? Think about it. So social media has to be kind of seen as like a tool. And yeah, and so just think of it as like a tool. Okay. And our approach to things has to also change and shift. I'm a person who overworks herself. I get way too in the details and way too overthinking. I get procrastination. What am I doing? Am I just like going off about myself? But I'm talking about like understanding yourself a little more. What's going to work for you in the future is a really good way to just spend some time with yourself, I guess. And also spend some time with other people and go and like make plans with somebody. Do something cute. I fully believe in that. So chances are that if you're listening to this end of the show, you have to change your approach. And we're both going to go back when we're done here and resume our lives. And we're going to have to make choices, or we're going to have a new kind of perspective on how we're thinking about things. But you're going to get tested. And in those testing moments, that's when the magic happens. So I want you to embrace those scary testing moments, resist, and just move forward. You know, like, no one is keeping score, all your rights and all your wrongs, just you. And I know, me too. I'm like, what? Really? Yeah, seriously, no one's keeping score. So just live life how you want and don't cheat people. I don't know. But if your approach is not right now, like, it's okay. I don't want you to think that there's anything you necessarily did wrong. You just did the best with what you had at the time. And now you get to decide, what do I want? What do I want? I want a frozen yogurt. I want to go on a run. I want to get a new client. And when you figure out what you want, then you can take align actions to get that what you want. And damn, I have so much good advice. So thank God I'm doing a podcast, because there's no way that I could work one-on-one with all y'all. That would be so fun, but I couldn't do it. Speaking of working one-on-one, that is how I am going to be working with my guavas moving forward. This is going to be super fun and super like, we're going to see what it's going to be, because I know that with how much we can do together, we can really have big, magical, beautiful, real results. I'm seeing it right now with my clients, and I'm seeing it now with my business, because not only am I knowledgeable in how to build a brand, but I know how to build out an offers and structure your business so that way you're happy. So that you're happy and what you sell does well in the marketplace, and you are successful and know how to do it, or want to try something new, you know how to do that too. So I am excited to be offering new one-on-one experiences and just elevate your business and help you elevate your life in the process. And Guava Empowerment is now a more than a business service business, but we have a small team and we work hard to provide our clients with marketing strategy and social media strategy, and just very much in the crosshairs of like play by plays and deliverables of like every 2 weeks and making big strides. So I am so good with that. So good. And I can't wait to provide that like in the mass market, like actually give you guys something like you can see and that you can buy, and it'll be incredible. So look out for that. And I have a new free resource out. I don't have a name for it, but it's like 10 resources to help you build your business. And thank you to everyone listening. You are also my people, long form forever. Something that's like a really good information nugget is time is gold. Your time is super valuable. I just don't want you spending it in ways that are not productive or adding to your life. I want you to have a 5-year plan. Where do I see myself in 5 years? And I want you to start doing the things to get you to there, or maybe start with like 1 year, but honestly, like a year flies by. So do 5 years, try to challenge yourself and figure out your business, figure out what you're going to be selling, figure out how you're going to be making money. You got to figure that out. That's not like, I don't know. That's something you got to figure out. And I'm talking to me too. I'm talking to everyone. So talking to Cash, he's here with us on the floor. But yeah, I really enjoyed talking to you guys today. Thank you so much for being a long time or short time guava. If you're new, OMG. Hey, my name is Isabella and I am a business consultant and founder and creative girl. And I'm like doing this all again now. I'm 28 years old. Let's ride. Yeah, I have other things to do, so I gotta go. Before, my old episodes, they were a long time because I didn't got nothing to do. I had nothing better to do. I hope you have a great day, and you deserve everything the beautiful world has to offer. So don't settle and stay sweet. Bye.